Chapter 14. Follow after love, and earnestly desire spiritual things, and especially that you may prophesy. For the one who speaks in another language speaks not to people, but to God, for no one understands, but in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks to people for their encouragement, strengthening, and comfort. He who speaks in another language edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Now I desire to have you all speak with other languages, but rather that you would prophesy, and he is greater who prophesies than he who speaks with other languages, unless he interprets, that the church may be built up. But now, brothers, if I come to you speaking with other languages, what would I profit you, unless I speak to you either by way of revelation, or of knowledge, or of prophesying, or of teaching? Even things without life, giving a voice, whether pipe or harp, if they did not give a distinction in the sounds, how would it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet gave an uncertain sound, who would prepare himself for war? So also you, unless you uttered by the tongue words easy to understand, how would it be known what is spoken? For you would be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of sounds in the world, and none is without meaning. If then I do not know the meaning of the sound, I would be to him who speaks a foreigner, and he who speaks would be a foreigner to me. So also you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, seek that you may abound to the building up of the church. Therefore let him who speaks in another language pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in another language, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Otherwise, if you bless with the spirit, how will he who fills the place of the unlearned say the Amen at your giving of thanks, seeing he does not know what you say? For you truly give thanks well, but the other person is not built up. I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all. However, in the church I would rather speak five words with my understanding, that I might instruct others also, than 10,000 words in another language. Brothers, do not be children in thoughts, yet in malice be babies, but in thoughts be mature. In the law it is written, by people of strange tongues and by the lips of strangers I will speak to this people, but even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Therefore tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to the unbelieving, but prophesying is for a sign, not to the unbelieving, but to those who believe. If therefore the whole church is assembled together and all speak in tongues, and unlearned or unbelieving people come in, won't they say that you are crazy? But if all prophesy, and someone unbelieving or unlearned comes in, he is reproved by all, and he is judged by all. And thus the secrets of his heart are revealed. So he will fall down on his face and worship God, declaring that God is among you indeed. What is it then, brothers? When you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has another language, has an interpretation. Let all things be done to build each other up. If anyone speaks in another language, let it be two, or at the most three, and in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself, and to God. Let the prophet speak, two or three, and let the others discern. But if a revelation is made to another sitting by, let the first keep silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. The spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints, let the women keep silent in the churches, for it has not been permitted for them to speak, but let them be in subjection, as the law also says. If they desire to learn anything, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to chatter in the church. What? Was it from you that the word of God went out? Or did it come to you alone? If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet, or spiritual, let him recognize the things which I write to you, that they are the commandment of the Lord. But if someone does not recognize this, he is not recognized. Therefore, brothers, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order.